Want more great job search tips and advice? Head to fivestrengths.com/webinar to register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. In this free webinar, I'm presenting my best strategies for your successful job search. Again, register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search at fivestrengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Job Search. I'm Amy L. Adler of 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts. I'm an executive resume writer and career coach. And today I want to talk about how to cut the clutter from your executive resume. So often I find executive resumes have these long narratives and all of this exposition that it's kind of important to tell yourself the story first, but your audience doesn't need to know all of that. So how do you get around that? How do you get past the narrative and into the meat of your resume? Well, today I want to give you a rubric, a framework for talking about your accomplishments with respect to what your audience needs to hear, and then give some examples. So this is all in the spirit of storytelling, and this is a big topic in resume writing these days. Storytelling is about telling how you did things, not only what the context was, but what you did to make that happen, and then what happened as a result of the things that you did. So here is the rubric that I want to give you, the framework for talking about your expertise by demonstrating how good you are. And it has three parts. So the first part is giving your audience a sense of where you're driving this information. And where you're driving it to. So let's say you're a finance expert. Maybe you're talking about reporting, or maybe you're talking about pro forma statements, or maybe you're talking about speaking to the board of directors on the financial status of the organization. So your audience understands that this is the context in which you're giving the details that are to come. So you start with that. So maybe if you're an IT person, maybe you're talking about the need to switch over the system from this version of stuff to that version of stuff. Or maybe you're talking about instituting a data security protocol. Or maybe you're talking about the need for switching to an ERP versus desktop stored materials. This is all important information, and it sets the stage for describing the value of what you did. And that's what we're going to describe next. The value of what you did is not only in how you did it, but how you measured how well you did it. So that's step one. Set the stage by delivering the context of the situation that you were facing, that something that needed to get done. In resume writing, we call that the challenge. Now, step two is going to be talking about what you did to fix it. So what actions did you take to change the organization's behavior, or your team's behavior, or your customer's behavior, or the marketplace's behavior from thing over here to thing over here? So what did you do? So if you had to convert to an ERP, what was involved in hiring that offshore team to configure the back end so that your users were able to do something very particular? Or if you were a finance expert, if you're a CFO and you were talking about reporting for a public company, what did you do to make sure that the tax reporting appeared properly so that you could report on your annual reporting that such and such thing had occurred in a way that your audience is going to understand and the investment community was going to appreciate? These are all the actions that you undertook. And now you need to measure those actions and show the results of what you did with respect to change. So how did you recognize that the outcome went from where things used to be in the status of the challenge to the status of the thing being done? So often these things can be measured with metrics. So maybe it's easy to say, well, we converted 1,700 desktops from this version of Windows to that version of Windows. Or maybe you say, we increased sales 23% in that market segment. Or you might say, we minimized our financial our budget variances from 32% every quarter to 10% every quarter. So now you have a story, you have the challenge, you have the context for the thing that you did or the setting it up, then you have the actions that you undertook underneath, and now you have the result, the way that you describe the outcome. If somebody said, well, what happened? How did you know that it was the thing you wanted to have happen? So what's really interesting about this is that maybe your hiring manager or your future hiring executive needs someone who understands how to convert desktops or somebody who can minimize budget variances or whatever. But what if whatever you're describing isn't important to that hiring executive? I know this is a weird way of talking about it, but bear with me. They can say, well, we don't need somebody who knows how to do this thing. We need somebody who knows how to do something else. But what they can't say is that you're wrong. They can't say you didn't do it. You're proving with factual information and with real data that you went from here to here and you made measurable change. And to be fair, measurable change might be quantifiable. And it's always good to have quantifiable data in your resume because it's easy to interpret. But maybe it's not quantifiable. Maybe it's a little bit more qualitative in the sense that you're giving your audience the sense that maybe you're generating industry influence and that you can't measure that in a way that makes sense. So maybe you're saying, well, we passed our audit, and that's binary, and that's valuable, and that's all there was to it. So what if your audience is giving you some feedback that says, well, yeah, you got where you needed to go, but there's no real way to measure it. That's okay. Numbers are, in my estimation, numbers are always better, but if your outcome is some kind of change that doesn't have an associated KPI, that's really all right. So remember, now you have a three-step rubric to follow when you're talking about your expertise and your accomplishments in your career history. You're talking about setting the stage. You're talking about delivering how you did that thing and made that thing move forward, and then measuring the outcome. So that's it for today's 5-Minute Job Search. I'm Amy Adler, executive career coach and resume writer. You can find me at 5strengths.com or at 801-810-5627. Thanks.